Auto Lalia, yeah, big deal. But what about, I'm prophesying, and people do that too. And it's not of God. It's when God makes it happen that it becomes powerful. When God causes me to prophesy, and I speak by His Spirit and in His power, and it's His Word coming through me, that's something. And when I speak with tongues, that it's the Spirit of God that causes it. It's the Spirit of God in me. The Spirit prays. So, everything has to have a distinction. There has to be some sort of meaning for it to be profitable to humans. Other than the one actually... I mean, I could sit on my guitar and just... Or I could just go, you know, like people do this, right? Here I'll give a non-distinct sound that could be profitable. You know, people do those monotone chants. And they get some sort of spiritual benefit out of it. You know, I don't question that, sure. They get some sort of benefit, right? But they're edifying themselves. Other people may look at it and be like, wow, that's kind of interesting. But you really don't get it until you try it, I suppose, right? Until you've done it. Again, it's more powerful. But when it's by the Spirit of God, by a child of God, it's a different thing. You know, people who are outside the body, I'm not really even speaking to them because I don't have anything for them. I'm speaking to those who have the Spirit of God or are seeking it. To teach you. I speak to them without, to them that are without in passing. And that they might also believe. Okay? But again, I know that, you know, things like this. There's no point in, you know, I didn't come that people should believe in tongues. I want them to believe the gospel. The Spirit of God does what the Spirit of God. When I got the tongues, I didn't believe in tongues. I wasn't looking for tongues. I was looking to get free from drugs and alcohol. And I got both. I mean, tongues and the redemption. Okay, so except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you're going to speak into the air. And so sometimes I think, you know, I like to stay away from fancy language. So I, you know, if I use it, if that seems like an empty thing, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. It's just my, you know, if it seems like I have a sophisticated vocabulary, I don't think of it like that. I just think of it as the way I speak. But I try not to use $9 words. That, you know, the people, you know, this exegesis here. I remember the first time I heard exegesis, I'm like, oh boy, there's a whole language to people who think they know the Bible. Or think they understand it. See, I know there's many men who's been in this a lot longer than me and who know the scriptures much better than I do. But I listen to what they say and I realize, well, they may know the scriptures better, but they don't understand them. See, the question isn't so much, do you know all the scriptures, but do you understand what you read? And again, once again, this doesn't make much sense when regarding foreign languages. Because foreign languages have a distinction in the sounds. They have a signification to those people who understand that. And I suppose you could get an interpreter in there, but if you spoke the language... The whole point is Paul. Why would Paul, if Paul was speaking, if he came to us speaking in tongues, right? Why would he go, as it is said in the Hebrew tongue, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll give you the interpretation in Greek. Now, there is that, right? Well, when he talks of coming to you speaking in tongues, he means like, that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm ministering to you. Like the ministry of tongues. And the only reason anyone would ever do this as a ministry is because of the phenomenon as tongues as we understand it. There's a temptation to just get up and start talking in tongues. And just show everyone, like, watch this, in the spirit, all the things that happen in that. And it can be kind of cool, you know. And I used to think it was stupid, but I see how it could be tempting. Now, to some people who don't understand, I know they don't understand, and you think it's just all stupid. Fine. You probably didn't even get this far in the Bible study. I don't even know how you got here. But unless you must have skipped right here for some reason. But still, it can be tempting. Now, to speak in a foreign language to a bunch of people who don't understand that language, I don't see any temptation for that. I can speak Spanish! Blah, 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 blah. All right, shut up, sit down. I don't think you'd have to tell people, hey, don't let them do that. And in fact, consider this. Well, we'll get on with that. I'll remember what I was just thinking. Okay, let's move along. Verse 11, therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I should be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh should be a barbarian unto me. Meaning, it's like when people speak in foreign languages. But the point, it doesn't take away from the idea that this, he's using, see, you want, let me help you understand this verse. He's using this as a way to clarify how tongues affect people. What I mean is, he's not, because if tongues was like a barbarian speaking to a Greek, and a Greek speaking to a barbarian, he would have just said, hey, if you speak to the barbarian, speak in the barbarian's tongues. If you speak to the Greek, speak in the Greek's tongues. But he's using this as another analogy of what tongues is like. So you cannot, you know, use an analogy. An analogy has to be of something that's analogous. I forget how you say that word, all right? But it's analog to that thing. Meaning, there is a comparison, but it's not the same thing. It's a different thing. Meaning, I can't use, like, Paul Stringini is a great analogy of Paul Stringini. Or foreign languages. Now, the way you understand foreign languages, by analogy, is the foreign languages is kind of like foreign languages. See what I'm saying? Because he was saying, verse 11 would be like, you gotta understand, speaking in foreign languages to church is like when people speak foreign languages to each other. They don't understand. Now, you don't explain something with the same thing. You know what I mean? Because you're just, again, he would just be defining what he's talking about. But here, he's using it by way of analogy. This is further proof that the tongues he's speaking about cannot be merely languages. If it was, then this verse is completely inexplicable as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I'm sure they have some sort of explanation, but there's no satisfactory explanation. I'm sure there's an explanation someone come up with everything. But honestly, from my standpoint, it's not good enough. And that's something that frustrates me sometimes, is the people who have no... people who have not the Spirit of God judging the Word of God.